Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Shameful Derek.
And I'm Craig again.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Derek, are we recording this time?
We are.
Okay.
It's like deja vu.
I tell you what. It's
been before.
It's a happy Monday to you. Top of the morning to you on this Monday Eve.
Oh, my goodness.
What episode is this?
Episode 83. Milestone episode 83.
And what do they say about 83, Matthew?
83 candles make you
no,
go mandals.
No, they do not say that. Oh, who are they?
The infamous they, Craig. We know who they are. But this is happy Monday, October the 22nd,
woo!
And it is a true milestone tonight because we actually have some class for once.
Wait, are we
in the graveyard?
Are we going to name 83?
We're not naming 83 free
anything.
Things.
Anything.
Our listeners can reference.
We did have a lot of comments on that. We need to talk about it in a future.
We
episode.
Did, and Derek doubted us the whole time.
I know, doubting Derek.
But we finally have some class here in the graveyard because heaven knows the three of us aren't bringing any.
That's right.
Craig, who do we have with us tonight?
None other than the infamous Mama Hey Jo La. Matthew, why is Mama Hey Jo La? Why is that a special name?
Mama Hey Jo La was our first contest winner here on the podcast. Derek, we are recording, correct?
We are. Okay. Yes. Ask again.
Her real name is Mandy.
Mandy, yes. Mandy, yes. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we are glad you are. We are glad you're here. Stepping into
this, she's fuming over here.
This
by the
is
way.
A late night in the graveyard, and Mandy teaches first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So we.
Oh,
you
bless
know.
Your heart.
Oh,
is it a full moon out?
No.
Oh, good.
That's I don't need that excuse.
Good. The so yes, Mandy recently she is here to share with us some thoughts of a recent trip rundown. Mandy, tell us a little bit about your passion for Disney, love for Disney World, how
again.
That came to be. As if you haven't told it to us yet.
Okay, well, the first trip I ever took was when I was 6 with my grandparents. And then we didn't go back. I didn't go back until 2013
wow.
with my family. And since then, we've been 4 times.
And family consists of you, your husband.
Mm-hmm. And 3 children.
13.
11. And 7.
Mm-hmm. I'm just good lucky guess by me on those ages.
And... You said this before to us. How did you get away from on this trip without the children?
This was a no kids trip, adults only, and we told them it was for research purposes.
Now,
very good.
Going back, you had planned this to do this again earlier in this year. Or was it last
year?
And it didn't happen.
And I booked it. I booked fast passes, and I woke up and I felt guilty, and I called and canceled it.
Oh, never feel guilty.
So this time you didn't feel guilty. You went
no.
through with it.
Yes.
But we have understood that we are your youngest daughters were kind of big stuff here, right?
Yes. I told her that I was coming to speak to you guys, and she said, "This is no time to be chill. This is amazing."
And she thought we were in Orlando.
Yes, she yes. thought we were going.
I mean,
Disney
we're big
World.
Time.
Yes. We are. We're glad Lauren knows that.
I just hope that in your notes there, and let me put this out there for our listeners, Mandy has taken much more diligent notes than I. I hope that you have included some pictures in front of some walls at Disney World.
Got it.
To anger Derek.
Got it.
Throughout tonight's
Derek
recording.
Derek loves
but not
the wall.
Purple wall.
No.
Hey, I did see the other day where they're offering a new berry flavored Tomorrowland purple wall cotton candy, Derek.
It's overrated.
Well,
much like a purple wall.
I don't think Derek knew there was other walls besides the purple wall.
He lives for the purple wall.
Yes.
I'm ecstatic to hear about more walls besides the purple wall.
So, Mandy, let's talk about when did you go? Where did you stay? How did you get there?
So, we flew out on October 7th out of Nashville at 6:55. We had the first flight out.
Nice.
Southwest. And we were checking into Pop Century by 10:30. And into Hollywood Studios by 11:15.
And you were telling us some stuff about when you got to Hollywood Studios, you were kind of shocked. What was that all about?
It's an incredible amount of construction and at least a 2 mile hike to the park from where the buses drop.
Yes.
At least 2 miles.
And I think, Derek, you talked about this some on your most recent trip rundown. I think the Art of Animation and Pop Century bus stops are probably the furthest from the entrance. One of the reasons why, as I kind of shared with you last week, we decided to drive to Hollywood Studios. But it's because of that Skyliner construction going in. And Craig, I do believe that's sponsored by Skyline Chili.
It is sponsored by Skyline Chili.
No, no.
And Josh.
Yes.
Josh loves the location.
Derek loves Cincinnati
Chili. I do not. I'm sorry, Cincinnati.
I actually have a can up here.
Craig, I don't eat canned chili. Craig's gross. Who would eat?
Oh, how could you eat canned chili? You're going to eat something from a can.
Who would eat canned chili?
How dare
chili?
You? Gross. I must make it fresh. Fresh deer meat.
Well, let's back up a little bit before we get to Hollywood Studios. Where did you stay, Mandy?
We stayed at Pop Century.
First time y'all ever stayed there?
First time.
And your thoughts?
Ooh. Last time.
Oh.
Busted.
Now.
See, I felt the opposite way about Pop Century. What decade were you in?
The 90s.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That's a long way from the bus stop and food court and
not if you go through the bushes.
Did you go through the bushes?
Yes.
Okay.
We lucked into, I can't talk about this last week, we lucked into a preferred room. So we were in the 60s. We were right there next to the main pool and the food court.
So y'all didn't have a preferred room?
No.
Okay.
We've always stayed at Port Orleans Riverside. And by the first day, I wanted to move. Like, wow. I wanted to go back.
Yeah. Well, so that's something we need to tell everybody that's listening. Mm-hmm. Be sure you, at Pop especially, get preferred.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's...
Pay the extra money.
I think it's about $15 more a night.
Yeah, it's worth it.
And we do that at Riverside.
Right.
But now you're... one of the reasons you stayed at Pop was because you weren't spending a lot of time at the hotels, right?
No.
So...
Just two of us, so I didn't...
So you enjoyed the pools?
No, we don't do pools. No.
It's a shame. I went to all three of Pop's pools.
So did you like the room at all?
It's okay.
It was a place to sleep.
It wasn't Riverside.
Okay.
I was telling my wife the whole time, okay. If we were in like the 80s or 90s, we would not have enjoyed it because it is okay. So far.
It's honestly hard to go from Riverside or French Quarter back to Pop. I mean, and like I've said before, Pop is a great place to stay if you're preferred because y'all had a great room where y'all stayed, Matthew. Mm-hmm. But the transportation will get you every time. I mean, it's a dedicated bus service, but it's so crowded because Pop is such a huge resort.
Yep. A lot of people.
And it'll get you every time. So I can understand. I can empathize with you on that.
It works 100% of the time, 60% of the time.
Yes, sir.
We decided to deny mousekeeping for a gift card.
Derek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, see, I didn't
that'll pay for a meal.
Plus, you only stay in 3 days.
Yes.
Well,
2 nights, so two it was nights. Minus 10. So
right.
It was a $10 gift card, but...
Pay for a snack.
But still.
I didn't mention this last week, but I tried to talk my wife into doing that. She's like, no, this room's going to get dirty, and I want to keep it clean.
Now, it was a refurbed room, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think at this point, they're all refurbed.
Okay, they're done with everything in Pop?
I think so.
Okay.
So you get to Hollywood Studios. Yeah. You wade through the 6 miles of construction.
Actually, probably her whole trip is ruined.
According to Craig, if you don't get the right room, it's over.
She started out in the wrong room. So they should have just packed up and come on home.
Should have.
That's the spirit.
But I had things to find.
I'm like that as Derek is like the wall. So, I mean.
Whoa. Another brick in the wall, Derek. So you get to Hollywood Studios. Yeah. Where do you head first?
Okay, so we had a fast pass for Slinky Dog Dash.
Ah, the elusive Slinky Dog fast pass.
I'm just amazed at the planning time, the lead time she had on this to get one of those fast passes, because
that is check-in day.
That's not going to happen for me.
Now, this is Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Sunday
of, and we want to remind you, this is Columbus Day weekend.
Yes.
So one of those weekends they
very
say,
crowded.
Yes.
Columbus Day is one of those holidays that always sneaks up on me. I don't feel like it should be crowded for any reason, but
it's a
day. And I wouldn't notice it if it weren't for all the mattress commercials.
But in Orlando area, it's a day out of school, so that's why they say avoid it then.
They're probably selling a lot of mattresses in Orlando.
Where we're coming from now live, Lauren. So I just want to throw that in there.
We did Slinky Dog Dash, and it was good. It was a lot faster than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the stop in the middle?
Yes.
You did like that?
Hang on.
Yes. It's decorated beautifully, the entire, Toy Story area. We saw the Green Army Men. through their little drum, whatever that's called. And then we found the popsicle stick wall.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Say more about the wall.
Yes. So my middle child, my daughter, she is obsessed with finding walls in Disney World and following them on Instagram.
Wait. The Instagram, they have their own Instagram pages?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can find
Derek's going to get right on following those walls.
Yeah. So I found the popsicle stick wall for her.
After hearing you say that, if I were on Instagram, I would quit right now.
Now Derek has been very critical about the placement of the stains on the popsicle sticks.
I am. It's not realistic. Have you ever held a popsicle stick and the stain only be halfway down the stick?
Hey, Derek.
That's the only place the popsicle is. It's
what do you give Toy Story Land out of 10?
They don't stick a stick in the middle of the popsicle.
One out of 10.
And I'm disappointed she didn't get a portal punch.
Yes.
It was too crowded.
Oh, yeah.
There were way too many people.
That's why
we
didn't
go. Way too hot, so we got out of there.
And Andy's lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It does get hot over there.
Yeah. You mean Woody's lunchbox, which should be called Andy's lunchbox? Ignorance.
But we digress.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So you leave Toy Story Land, you get out of there.
Get out of there and head over for Fast Pass for Tower of Terror. And immediately afterwards was another Fast Pass for Rock and Roller Coaster.
Nice.
That's it.
My favorites. So after that, we headed over to watch Frozen Ever After.
Wait a second. Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, two of your favorites.
Yes.
But you said Slinky Dog was faster than you expected.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing.
It's outside. You can see where you're going.
Yes.
Okay.
If I could see.
I see.
Things, I probably wouldn't get on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd scare yourself out of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
So.
Now, you were saying earlier off air about you telling us about there was a favorite historian of yours performing at Frozen.
Right. And shock, shock, I follow him on Instagram also.
Nice.
His name is Ben. And he is hysterical, and I just saw on his Instagram page that he was working that day, so we caught one of his shows.
So, Ben, if you're listening out there, give us a call. So you enjoy Frozen Ever After.
Yes, love it.
Now, is this
love
the first time you've seen that?
No.
Or you've seen it several times?
Yeah, we enjoyed that last week as well. It was way funnier than we remembered.
And I always try to tell Matthew that it's funny. It's more adult than you think it is. Gonna be it's a lot more adult oriented.
Where exactly is that?
The Hyperion, is it Hyperion Theater?
Yes.
Is it where?
It's where American Idol used to be.
Okay, I've never seen that. I didn't know that was even there.
Oh, it's so funny.
Okay,
yeah.
It's been a few different places in the park, so that I think this is the new theater.
I always thought it was just a child show, so I didn't go.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
it's funny.
Nice to know now.
Yeah. So after we finished Frozen Ever After, we rode to the Grand Floridian because we had a reservation at the Grand Floridian Cafe for dinner that night. What did I eat?
Yes.
Oh, I even wrote down what we ate.
Aha!
Okay, so I had the turkey meatloaf and broccolini, which is just a fancy word for broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccolini.
But broccolini.
You say it with your pinky.
Little
up,
broccoli.
I'd take some broccolini.
Right. And
that's exactly how you say it.
For the DVC renter.
Just put on my renter check. That's what they
and
you, have to say, you have to say all that.
Okay.
And my husband had fried chicken with sriracha honey glaze. Ooh, and he said it was fantastic.
Nice.
Yes.
So they had hot chicken, which you could have gotten in Nashville.
But it's not. No, it's not the same. Oh. This was fancy.
But that's
chicken.
What Derek. That's what life is like when you're rich and famous.
Right.
Didn't you listen to episode 50? I'm still mad that Derek wouldn't let me build my own plane.
You stretch Hummer. Yeah. With a hot tub.
With a hot tub. Where are you putting that hot tub anyway?
All right. Okay. So that evening.
Mm-hmm. So we caught the monorail to Magic Kingdom, which is a ride in itself.
Yes.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
Right. And when we got there, we wandered around Main Street because I was in search of another wall for my sweet little girl.
How many walls do they have?
Oh, lots.
They've got a bunch, Derek.
It
holds the roof up.
Why don't you look up Candy Stripe Wall, Craig?
Oh, yeah. Right. Is it got its own?
Yep.
It's,
I was in search of the Candy Stripe Wall in the Main Street Confectionery. And we found it and asked one of the cast members to take a picture with us. And it made her day because she had never been asked before.
See, Derek, they're trying to brighten other people's day.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought about doing that.
There is the candy strap wall, guys.
Yep.
So what did you do in Magic Kingdom that evening?
Well, I'm still looking for stuff. I have one more thing.
After
I find the...
Wait, you're looking for another wall?
Another wall?
It's not a wall. It's a door. It's a door, okay?
Oh, it's a door.
Yes. So she wanted me to look for the casting agency door at the Emporium.
Uh-huh.
And I found it, too.
Oh, wow.
Now it's a door to the back room.
Guys,
it's
a that door. Is also... We got to get Jordan on the show. Look. Yes. I mean... It's a thing.
When we go in December,
is that outside?
Yes.
Oh, it's outside.
She
okay.
wants to have her pictures.
So you're going back in December.
I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Now is this?
Sorry, kids. I'll get
to that.
Where exactly is this? The casting.
The door.
Uh-huh.
It is between the Emporium and Casey's.
Is it in that little cutout?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I know exactly
and
where that is.
And somebody must have ripped the doorknob off because there's no doorknob. You just have to like put your hand there and act like you're going
now,
in.
Now, these pictures have doorknobs in it, so that just happened.
Well, somebody ripped it off while
we were there. It's a souvenir.
Yeah.
Get on that maintenance.
Yeah. So after we found all these cool things, we decided to
Wait. Okay. After we found all these things.
Yeah.
So...
That's not.
So it's
so
you.
Cute.
It's you and Michael
so
without the kids, and you spent your whole time
looking
for
walls and doors.
How is your 6 foot four?
How is your husband responding to this quest?
Football coach husband taking this.
He's not impressed.
Exactly.
He's not impressed. But it didn't take me long to find these things.
It's for the kids, right?
It was a research trip.
Right. It's like Josh. He does everything for the children.
That's right.
So from then we rode the teacups, and that was not a good idea because in the past I've always rode the teacups with one of my kids.
Oh.
But this time I rode it with him and I got sick.
It's hers.
Yeah.
Mandy, we can go ahead and tell you right now though, all three of us rode it together.
In the same cup?
Yes.
Did
with
you
backpacks.
Not get sick?
It's great entertainment for other people.
It is.
It's great entertainment for us.
Because you see the kids poking their parents and pointing at us because they want to go that fast. Because we each take turns until we get tired going. So
well,
it's
the broccolini did not feel well, okay?
Oh, I see.
The broccolini did not feel well.
Yes.
So after that, we just kind of wandered a little bit because I just didn't feel well. But we put in 10.5 miles that day.
Wow, that's good work.
Yeah.
10.5 miles.
Yeah, I like to.
Chasing walls and doors, Derek.
Hey.
At least they didn't have to go far for them. I can't believe you didn't hit the purple wall.
Well, I felt bad.
Actually,
because
I'm thankful,
you had said something before. You said how stupid it was, so I didn't
know.
Derek has shamed people into going to the purple wall.
Maybe
it's not stupid. I don't understand it.
Maybe we need to start taking pictures of
the purple
walls
wall
and doors in the graveyard.
It is huge.
Did you see the
four walls?
Yeah.
Four wall door.
Sorry, we're having two different conversations.
You need a good selfie stick, and you would appreciate these.
Yeah.
You can't take them inside.
Can't take them in.
That's true.
So you finish your door and wall quest.
Yeah.
Then what?
So did you even leave Main Street that night?
Yeah.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We wandered around.
No Dole Whip.
They went to the teacups.
I didn't feel good.
Feeling good after the teacups.
The broccolini and the spinning.
Yeah.
It wasn't a
good
idea.
Not a
idea.
Good idea. Don't,
no.
Listeners, do not do that. Same. Do not eat and go to the teacups.
That's when we typically go.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
We have no standards.
We don't.
We have no shame.
And we don't mind if we throw up on each other.
That's
well,
part of fun.
No, we do mind that.
Oh, we do.
You may not.
Oh, okay.
Anything else in Magic Kingdom that
we
night?
We called it a night. We called it a night because we'd been up since 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Got out before the crowd got out.
Yes.
That's good.
So didn't catch fireworks or anything? Just went
And I wanted to because we've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
So you went back and enjoyed the luxury of Pop Century, right?
Yeah, the 90s.
The 90s, they were good years.
Just rammed right through the bushes and went home. So
that was my years, not really.
Day 2, 80s. Monday, October 8th, this is Columbus Day.
This is an exciting day.
All right.
This was a four-park day.
Oh!
Ding, ding, ding. Now, you took some of our advice on this day, is that right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
She didn't.
Let's hear
to.
About it.
Yes. So this was a 12.8 mile day.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
So we Ubered to Animal Kingdom, and they dropped us off at 6:30.
And the park opened at what time?
Well, it's posted 8, but we checked in by 7:20.
Yeah.
And they started walking you.
Now, was that extra magic hours?
Yes.
Where did Uber drop you off? You remember?
Very close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very,
okay.
Very
where
close.
Where they dropped us off.
Yep.
Yeah. So we checked in by 7:20, stood there not long at all. We walked on to Flight of Passage, and we were off by 8:20.
Now, you've ridden Flight of Passage before, correct?
Never.
Because this was your first experience on Flight of Passage?
The last time we were there, it opened like 2 days after we got home.
Okay.
So we missed it.
So what are your thoughts?
It was wonderful. It was amazing.
Did you cry?
No.
Good.
No.
Good.
Because most of us have cried when we've gotten
that's
off
what,
the ride.
Well, that's what people always... Yeah,
some people say.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's great, but I didn't cry.
There you go.
The goal was to do a big attraction and take a picture at each park, like to prove that we've done. So we got our picture, did our Flight of Passage... got another Uber to Magic Kingdom.
Wait, all you did was Flight of Passage?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Because we're spending another day at Animal.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we Ubered to Magic Kingdom, and it took a long time because of where he dropped us off.
Where did Uber drop you off, Mandy?
Like the monorail.
Over the TTC?
Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was
For
bad.
Future reference, yes. Ask them to drop you off at the Contemporary listeners.
Yes. From then on.
Yes.
So we missed the opening show by a few minutes because
So you were trying the double rope drop.
Yes.
But you got there in time for the rope drop or you missed that?
We missed it.
Oh.
We missed it.
A few minutes.
Just a few minutes.
Okay.
So we
Thank you, Uber.
Yeah.
The Uber. Got the book the Uber.
Thank you, Mr. Uber.
Mr.
I don't know. So where did you go when you got in the park?
We went to Gaston's Tavern because I was very hungry. And we had a chocolate croissant and a cinnamon roll and a LeFou's brew.
Yes. So are you a chocolate croissant fan? Or
That's what I got, but I prefer the other.
My wife's a huge chocolate croissant fan.
You were upset to find out the pork shank was gone. But LeFou's brew.
The picnic platter.
That's the way to start the day with LeFou's brew.
The chocolate croissant is, that's just inconceivable.
And they still have the macaroons.
Beauty and the Beast is my all-time favorite, and I love Gaston, and he just happened to be wandering around in there.
Did you meet him in there?
Yeah.
That's great.
Inside, yeah.
That's rare.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that.
He wouldn't take pictures, but he would walk around and be sassy.
Well, that's neat. Know.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Or was that Michael? You sure it was Gaston?
I could have been mistaken.
Michael, walking around being sassy. You got Stone's Tavern. Michael, get over here and sit down. So, where did you go after that?
We watched Country Bear Jamboree.
Yes! You had your picture taken?
We did. With,
who did we decide it was?
Big Al.
Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Michael was on the edge of his seat.
Because he was asleep.
Because
he almost fell out of his seat
right,
from sleeping.
Right. And you got to enjoy Tennessee Bear playing all his different instruments. Right, Derek?
I believe he does play multiple instruments.
With one string.
Well, I'm not sure. It's a sad show. Like, all of Blood their songs on. Are sad.
Their songs are hilarious. I mean, it's great writing.
So after that, we rode Big Thunder Mountain. Walked right on.
Wow.
Walked right
now, again, this is Columbus Day. It's supposed to be packed, right. But you're there early.
Now, which park did you have your fast passes booked at?
Where did we? Oh, Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
But we're not there yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
But walked on Big Thunder Mountain.
That's great.
Walked on Big Thunder. Yep. Splash was down, so we couldn't do it. It wasn't running at the time. So we got on the monorail and went to the Contemporary. I like to pretend like I stay there, too, sometimes.
A DVC runner.
I like to pretend I go there, too. So we caught the bus to Hollywood Studios from the Contemporary.
Wait a minute. You did like three rides?
Yeah.
At Magic Kingdom, and then you loaded back up and hit on out.
Well, they only did one at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I know, but they're going back to Animal Kingdom. Are y'all going back to Magic Kingdom? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just went over and checked out the Contemporary, took a bus over to Hollywood.
Are you Let me stop just for a second. Okay. Are you noticing the difference without the three kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just...
Don't have to drag a stroller and... Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
On and off rides quickly and... Yeah. Okay.
It's like a completely different world.
We're not saying don't take your kids.
I think that's what we are saying.
But there is a huge difference.
I'm sorry. That would get my vote.
Okay. Sorry. Well, you're... What do you call it? Boone's been 56 times and he's not even three yet.
Because he's free.
Because he's free. That's...
Dad, that's I don't the only reason, again. Kid. All right. So now you're a Contemporary.
And we caught the bus to Hollywood. And we had a fast pass for Tower of Terror and a fast pass for Alien Swirling Saucers.
I'm sorry.
Now, what did you think of the Swirling Saucers?
It was... Yeah,
compared to Slinky, it's very tame.
And terrible.
It was pretty rough.
It hurt. I mean, it's a rough
not
ride.
It's not a smooth ride.
The kiddos like it.
Typically. They do.
Remember, Derek, it's not all catered toward us.
It should be.
What?
Yeah. We're going to build this for people between the ages of 30 and 70.
Hey, guess who's got the money?
That's true.
All right, so after that, we wandered around and watched the citizens of Hollywood. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
The Peep the Citizens.
And they're slowly
dying.
They are. Yeah.
Not dying.
They're dying.
They're going to be gone.
Yeah.
They're being into forced retirement.
They're dying a Bob Iger death is what's happening.
There was the police.
So did you enjoy the citizens of Hollywood? Were they pretty cool?
Yeah, I think they're funny. So we had a fast pass for, I think it was Rock and Roller Coaster, but we canceled it.
Ooh.
And we decided to head on over to Epcot.
Because you've already ridden Rock and Roller Coaster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Epcot.
So you're, if I'm calculating correctly, you're fourth park.
Yes. Fourth park.
And then after these, you went to the water parks.
Mm.
Oh.
No.
Oh. No. One of these days, we're going to do a water park show.
So you show up at Epcot?
So we were at Epcot by 1:30.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that your fourth park at 1:30?
But you haven't eaten lunch yet. Did you skip lunch?
No, we were saving calories for food and wine festival.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what this saving calories is.
Yeah, what's Derek Denton?
I see something I want and I have it.
It's a great way to live life. So
we went to the festival center for a gift card because we figured that would be the easiest way to pay for our little samples and snacks and things.
Yep.
So we put so much on it, they gave us a a complimentary lanyard.
Nice.
Which I didn't know there was such amount.
Wow.
But it's fine because you can use it anywhere. It's just a gift card. Yeah. So we got some chocolate samples while we were there in the center. And then we just started wandering and eating. Sampling some.
Do you have a few of your samples written down there?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Now, Derek didn't like anything that he had.
I did.
At the food and wine.
He liked what Rachel had.
Yeah.
Yes, but I was flummoxed by...
Did you take some medicine for that?
Well, I should have. But it was the kid approved stuff that I had a real issue with. Like the spicy, it was the spicy macaroni or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was just, I was like, kids are not going to approve this.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, my mouth was on fire. They're not going to approve that.
So what were some of the dishes that you enjoyed?
Okay. Well, we went to the Australia booth first.
Great.
So Michael had a lamb chop with mint pesto. I did not try that. He loved it.
Well, that's good.
Pesto.
Mint pesto. Mint.
Calls for minced Pepto.
Yes.
Dunch. Good one, Craig.
Thank you.
He loved it.
I'll be here all night.
And then we got some cheddar bacon soup, and it was fantastic. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And then we traveled to Germany, where he had a bratwurst on a pretzel bun. Yuck. Not my thing.
Mandy, they can't see your face when you make those faces. They can't see that.
He loved it. No, thank you.
Seems like y'all have two very different tastes.
Yes, we do. Yes. And we went to Greece, and I got a bougatsa. And I asked how to pronounce that just for this occasion.
Oh.
Bougatsa.
What is a bougatsa?
It is a pastry with honey and powdered sugar and like a vanilla creamy stuff inside, and it's super good.
Oh, wow.
It's super good.
Sounds good.
Bougatsa.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went to Foods from Fire.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what it was called.
What country is that?
It was just hot stuff.
That's where the kid-approved macaroni was.
Yeah. He had piggy wings with Korean barbecue sauce.
Ooh, sounds good, though.
No.
No.
He did not care for them. He did not care for them.
Piggy wing. Come up with a better name than piggy wings.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that Food and Wine Festival can be kind of a lottery. You're getting all this stuff. Some of it's good, some of it's not.
Yeah. And then we went to Coastal Eats, where I got crab cakes, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
Yep.
That was a good sampling.
Yeah. And we just wandered around a little bit until a monsoon came, and we decided to go back to Pop Century around 8 o'clock.
Wow, you spent 7 hours. What else did you do besides eating?
Did you ride anything at Epcot?
Nope,
For 7 hours, y'all just kind of hung out and ate.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
We went to Club Cool twice.
Nice.
Just because.
Did you tell me it was your anniversary or birthday? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So a good full second day.
That's great.
Yeah. Rides in the morning, eating in the evening.
Yes.
Save my calories for nighttime.
So that brings us to the third and final day of your no kids adventure.
Right.
How do you start your day off then?
Okay. So this was a 10.4-mile day. So we took the bus to Animal Kingdom that morning, and we got there by 7:30, and we walked onto Flight of Passage.
So you did Uber the first day, but bus the second day.
We only Ubered the first day because we knew we had to get so many places at a certain time.
Gotcha. Now, you said you walked on, you're there at Rope Drop, and with the masses,
right,
walked right in.
Yep, okay. Walked right in.
Okay.
And we were off of that by 8:30 and on to Expedition Everest twice, back to back.
Nice. Now, have you ridden River Light?
Navi River,
yeah.
We did not.
But have you ridden it before?
No.
Oh, okay.
We decided not to because it's just a boat ride. I mean,
just a boat ride.
I don't know.
And it's probably something you can experience with the kids when you go back in December, and it's it's great. But I mean,
it's a good boat ride.
It's you did the right thing, I think, going over, and that's kind of what we did after Navi River. Though went over to Mount Everest
because there's no weight. There's no weight.
Right.
We walked on, got off, walked right back on.
It's the nice thing about Pandora is it pulls people away from Everest.
Right.
And then you got off there and went to Triceratops Spin.
No.
Triceratops!
Like we did.
Okay, so this is a really good story. Okay?
Oh, good.
Primeval Hurl.
Then we decided to go to wander around Africa because I had something to look for Jordan.
Here you go, Derek.
No.
Okay. So there's this wall, and it was super hard to find, and it's just this painting of this, like a thumbs up hand, arm thing, and it says, "You are most beautiful," and I knew it was in the Harambe Market area, but I couldn't find it. Like, I looked in every corner, I looked everywhere and couldn't find it. So this cast member noticed I must have looked confused, and
people from Tennessee often look like that when we're at Disney World.
Yeah, so she asked if she could help us, and I told her what I was looking for. Well, she had no idea what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Had never heard of it. I should have backed up and told you about Michael's obnoxious shirt. So he's wearing this obnoxious shirt this day, and it's a picture of Scar, and it says, "I'm surrounded by idiots."
Yes.
Because he loves Scar, and he loves apparently wearing obnoxious shirts around young children.
Here's Mandy's picture of the wall.
I found it. So she noticed his shirt, and she said she did not know where the wall was, but would you like to have good seats to the Lion King show? And we had not planned on seeing it because we've seen it several times, and we're like, sure, why not? So she took us into a secret door, like a secret back way.
What?
It was amazing. Yes. Damn. Yes. Just because of his stupid shirt, I guess. So she took us into this back door, and we come in through the theater and got the two front row seats, like in front of Fast Pass people, in front of people in wheelchairs, like
were in the front.
The two fronts. Like, we could have tripped the people on stilts if we wanted to.
That is
good
great.
Thing you didn't.
Yeah, good thing we didn't. So
now, did they interact with y'all at all during the show?
Yes, they did. They did not pull him out because they typically just pull kids, you know, usually. But yeah, they did.
That's awesome.
Just because of that shirt. And then, this is the magical part. So the show is over, we're clapping, everybody's leaving. This lady, the same one that gives us these seats, comes over and she says, "I found the wall you're looking for." So she had been searching for it.
That is...
What a magical experience.
It was.
What about that?
Cast members go above and beyond.
Well, it's in the Harambe Market near a cast door, and you have to crop out the fire extinguisher. That's not so magical. It's around like a fire.
Did you get that? Are you getting that, Derek? Make sure that you can get your picture.
You need to go get your picture.
I only got there. I go to Harambe Market for my Bebo.
You know, you know why that happened, don't you? Because the day before, she made somebody's day, the other cast member.
That's exactly right.
It all comes back to
the magic comes back around.
That's right.
All because of that stupid shirt.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
I was trying to find a picture of the shirt. I didn't see the shirt anywhere.
I didn't post that because I'm embarrassed of that shirt. I have to hide it because sometimes
it's really your shirt.
It.
You let him wear it, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat. That's a cool little story.
Great story. Yeah.
So after that, we rode Dinosaur. We like Dinosaur. The kids, the little ones, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
We like it, so we went and rode it. And while we were on Dinosaur, I was mobile ordering Flame Tree. like while we were
riding. That's
tough
to do.
That's a complicated mobile order.
Yeah.
Did you make it out? I'm surprised you didn't lose your phone in one of two places.
Did you make it out with a dinosaur?
We made it out alive.
With a dinosaur.
How's it fit?
They tell you in the pre-show, but
Is this your first time using mobile ordering?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I like it a lot. It saved a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. I cannot.
I love walking in front of people like I'm important.
Yes.
Somebody commented, I think it was Chris who you met.
Yes.
He said, I don't know why everybody doesn't use mobile ordering.
Mobile ordering is fantastic.
I don't think people know what it is, really. Some people. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah. It's great, though. It can save you tons of time.
Yep.
So, Flame Tree.
I'm picking up a lot here from Mandy. She liked to hang out at Grand Floridian. She liked to go to Contemporary. She likes to get in front of people when she's ordering.
Mm-hmm.
So
sounds like Derek wanting to look down on others.
Yeah, I think she's a true DVC renter. Yep. I mean, it just sounds like...
I've tried to do that, and it didn't work out for us.
The DVC renting?
Yeah, the times didn't line up correctly. So, you know.
Derek is the master at that.
All right, so after that, we decided to ride to the Contemporary. We took a bus there and walked to Magic Kingdom for the rest of that afternoon. We walked over and we rode Pirates of the Caribbean because I've not seen it since the redhead change.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted to see that.
Next.
Then we decided it was time to buy some snacks and gifts for the kids.
Oh.
You gotta do that.
I'm guessing you didn't get a Funko Pop.
She went and bought a wall to take home.
A miniature chocolate wall.
A tiny wall.
They probably make figurines of that.
They are.
Just wait. They're listening.
Yes, they're listening.
They're listening to you.
That'll be the next
time.
So
we got my son some DuckTale socks
for church. Sounds right.
You perfect know, for church. Perfect for him, right? And we got Jordan 101 Dalmatian socks. And the little one, Lauren, we got her a Mickey Pumpkin Rice Krispie treat that are covered in chocolate. So
I do enjoy their Rice Krispie treats.
Yes.
Covered in chocolate.
So after we did that, then we went to the beach club because I want to check that one out too because I'm never going to stay there.
Had you been there before?
No.
Oh, isn't it awesome? Oh,
yes. It smells so good.
It does. Oh, yes. The smell.
It smells like.
Where's our candle? Oh, we don't have our candle.
Oh, it smells wonderful.
It does. So we asked the sweet little lady if we could get into Beaches and Cream because we didn't have a reservation and she found us a place.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures of that, too.
Yes.
That is a magic-filled day.
It was. And
you got the kitchen sink.
He wanted it. Michael wanted it.
That a boy.
You can't order that for two people.
Oh. I love it.
No, you can't do that.
That a boy, Michael.
People.
Craig thinks you can order it for one person.
And it's a snack.
Yeah, a snack.
And then go ride the teacups.
Did you get ice cream?
Yes. Well, he got a fudge mudslide, and I just got a regular hot fudge sundae.
Oh, nobody got the No Way Jose.
No Way Jose is good.
I didn't know it was.
What about
so
that pool
small.
At the beach club? Did you see the pool?
I did see that pool.
It's a pool.
Yeah.
That is a pool.
No, you stayed there once.
Yes. I'll be staying there again in January.
Ooh.
Yes.
At beach club?
High roller.
Nice. I'm renting DVC points. So
we're back on the renter's roll.
Yes, very high roller.
Pardon me. Can we get a seat in Beaches and Cream because we are renters?
Craig loves that DVC renters voice.
Yes, he does.
So did you do anything after the beach club?
We caught the Magical Express.
Oh. Mm. The Tragical Depressed.
Yep. And we had the last flight out of Orlando at 10 o'clock.
And were the kids thrilled to see you when you got home?
They were.
Good.
They were.
See, it's good to get away. To strengthen the bonds of parents and children.
And the first thing they said was, what'd you get me?
Yeah.
But I spent a lot of the time thinking, oh, they would like this, or they would enjoy this.
You do that.
And I watched other people yell at their kids, and I thought, oh, that could be me.
Yeah.
Do I do that? Yep.
Yeah,
I know I do.
Oh, well, Mandy, it sounds like you had a great trip. You think you'll be going again? Oh, we've got, here we go, upcoming trip plans.
Yes.
When's the next trip coming?
Okay, so the cheerleading trip is in December where they perform at the Citrus Bowl.
Oh, nice.
And we had money on the gift card from the food festival, the wine and food festival, and we're just going to use that to eat on those 2 days that we go. Well, it's actually one day, but I have a friend whose husband sells DVC, so they're going to get us in a day for free.
Wow. That's
fantastic. We're not going to tell anybody.
Well, that's good. Well, we'll keep it. Shh.
Don't keep tell it secret.
Hey, you didn't,
hear it from me.
So, Grim gonna gossip.
Oh, and here's something fantastic about this. I snagged a beer guest lunch reservation for that day.
Wow.
Which I thought those would be hard to come by.
Yeah,
they are.
But anyway, I got it. And we're going to order a month in advance. It's not mobile ordering. It's something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we can order November 29th.
So y'all are all staying at All-Star Resort then?
We are actually not even on Disney property. We're staying at the Rosen Center. It's a big Opryland Hotel type place.
So are you doing anything necessarily at Disney for the cheerleading? Or is it
It's just a day of fun.
Because you're at you're at the Citrus Bowl.
Yes. It'll be a day at Disney, a day at Universal, and then our extra day of Disney.
Beach. What was that other place you mentioned? I've never heard.
Unicycle.
Well, I know nothing about it.
Unicycle.
Univision.
Univision.
Stop it.
Well, Mandy, we are glad you had a great trip.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us in the graveyard to share some of your thoughts on your recent trip rundown. And that now brings us to our longest running Grim Grinning Guys segment.
Grim. He like screamed at
He's found a new button, Derek.
Every time it's different.
Mandy, you are our guest on the show, and so we're going to let you ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question. You are a loyal listener, and so you know how the game goes here. All right, so what is your question for us today, Mandy?
Okay, so if you were going on a couples-only trip, what is something you would recommend listeners doing that we didn't do?
Okay, well, we're going to let you answer your own question. What do you, maybe something you did or wish you'd done, what do you recommend couples doing?
Something I didn't get to do that I would have liked to done, I want to do one of the tours that you guys have done before.
Because
I don't know if kids would really...
Right, and they can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The behind the keys of the kingdom, you have to be 18 or older to do that. Yep. So, yeah, I would definitely suggest that. That's a great idea. I'd almost, one of these days, I want to do the whole four-part behind-the-scenes tour. Yeah. They've also got one, I'm taking her question here, but they've got one at Disneyland I saw the other day, and it's something with walking in Walt's shoes.
Mm.
And so that's kind of cool.
You wanted this to be... Budget friendly.
Budget friendly. Yes.
I'm gonna name one, and I don't know, may not necessarily be too budget friendly, but I think I would splurge a little bit and try one of the evening fireworks dessert parties.
Yes.
Either at they've got one for Happily Ever After. They've got one for Rivers of Light. Illuminations. That's like a Frozen Ever After thing. And then of course the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular. So I might pick one of those out just to do without the kids because you're spending half the money that you would if you were taking two or three kids. So maybe one of those dessert parties. What about you, Craig?
I think, and it's something that we did, even with the kids there, go get a massage over there. If you had a day you weren't necessarily dedicated
to the senses,
you wouldn't necessarily go to the park,
yeah,
but just enjoy some relaxing over there in the spa.
Nice. Derek?
Hey.
What's your answer?
Derek would go find the nearest wall.
Mine is very budget friendly, surprisingly. And I'm going to be over at the Polynesian to watch the fireworks on the beach. Or I'm going to go over to Wilderness Lodge and watch the electrical water pageant.
Yeah.
Over at Wilderness Lodge.
Both of those are free.
Will be free.
Free.
Especially at Wilderness Lodge, you could get really off to yourself quite a bit, so
yeah.
Yeah,
be very, very peaceful. Well, Mandy, thank you again so much for joining us. Have you had fun?
Yes, loads of fun.
Good.
Will you come back again?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Pardon all of the shenanigans and the fact that Derek forgot to push record at the beginning.
that is the longest pre-show we've ever had, where we just sat around and talked.
Oh man, we really planned it out.
Yes.
Well, listeners, we thank you for tuning in. If you've been to Walt Disney World in recent days, let us know. We'd love to have you on the show. We do still have a few of those lined up that we need to get to, and we haven't forgotten about you. those, you know who you are. But thank you again for listening, guys. Anything else before we head out?
Just keep liking us, keep following us, keep telling your friends about it. And again, thank you to Mama Hey Joe Law for joining us today.
I think that does it. And as always, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Because they were not...
We didn't get those, but they had them.
Inconceivable.
Sorry,
Princess
Mandy.
Bride, thank you.
And I can't remember who
the police?
Was. No, like the citizens.
Oh, he was
band. Yeah. Sting?
The band, police.
Don't stand so. Don't stop. Stand so close to me.
Craig's getting in on his voiceover
work. Our listeners are not enjoying this.
They are loving that part. Kickback to the police.
I'm a
Mandy's the one not enjoying this.